It may seem a bit early for Bloomington Normal Schools to hold graduation during the Memorial Day weekend, but for at least two Twin Cities students who will be donning cap and gown, graduation comes especially early.
Campbell Albaugh from Normal West High School and Taylor Harper of Bloomington High School are both able to graduate early. I want to know how you both were able to do that, but we'll start with you, Campbell. Why did you decide to move on after high school a year early?
Well, my main reason was that I know after high school I'm going to college and I'd like to eventually get my doctorate, so I knew I'd have a lot of college coming up after that, so I figured I'd just get a head start on that.
And Taylor, how about you?
I wasn't finding a lot of my classes stimulating. I was getting tired of doing the same thing over and over, and I wanted a change of pace.
How are you both able to make this happen? That has to be a pretty demanding schedule, right?
Yeah, what I had to do is I had to take three extra classes each semester. I took first semester, I took them online at Illinois Virtual Schooling, and they were fairly easy. And then second semester, I did it through a place in town near the Coliseum called RAS, Regional Alternative Schooling, and it was just pretty straight to the point. I just went into my counselor, and she helped me get it all set up.
And Taylor, how much of a challenge was it for you to be able to get this work done a year early?
I actually didn't have a hard time doing it. I took four classes before high school. I took math early and a foreign language. So when I hit high school, I didn't have to take as many math classes, which allowed me to double up on English this year.
What were some of the classes that you felt maybe not sufficiently challenged, or was it all of them? Taylor?
I wasn't feeling particularly challenged in my English classes or a lot of my science classes. Even the AP classes didn't provide me with what I felt was a lot of challenge.
Now let's take a look at what you have next. You're both 17 years old. Now, Campbell, we understand that you're going to Ball State for exercise science and physical therapy.
Yes.
Explain what you look to do with that.
Well, I like to just get 4 years there. I actually looked into getting that done in 3 years, but it doesn't seem like that's quite a possibility. What I'll be doing is I'll get that, and then I'll go on, like I said, to eventually get my doctorate. And I'd like to work in pediatric physical therapy or become a sports trainer. I know with Ball State, they have a really cool program where you could intern with the Pacers, which would be a really good in for that. And long term, I'd like to open my own practice.
And Ball State in Muncie, Indiana, not too far away from Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor, you'll be studying forensic science at George Mason University in Virginia. What do you see yourself doing?
I see myself going into either law enforcement or the federal level of analyzing objects that come from crime scenes to figure out what happened.
So you're going to be sort of like Abby from NCIS?
Yeah.
So you're a fan of the show?
Yes.
I imagine so. Is that what drew you to this, or were there other elements?
I wanted to do something with science, but I didn't want it to be all the time over and over, like analyzing chemical compounds just by themselves. I wanted something that would actually make a difference in the world.
Well, you get to start a year early on college, and Campbell, you talked about trying to get out in 3 years. I guess it's a little bit different than when I went to school, and not that it was that long ago, but after high school, you planned for 4 years of college, and then you moved into your career about 21, 22 years old. But it seems like a lot of those same careers, 4 years will not be enough. You are now getting advanced degrees, perhaps getting your master's or your doctorate in some cases, and you're looking at a considerable length of school time, and both of you are looking at this with the careers that you're pursuing. Did that factor into this decision to graduate high school early to be able to limit the amount of time that you're going to be spending in the classroom in the future?
That definitely did have a factor for me, at least. I know I was just ready to get a head start on that, and right now it looks like it's going to take me 8 years, but I'm trying to see if there's any way I could get out in seven or maybe less.
And Taylor?
It's similar for me. I would like to get an advanced degree, and possibly doing it in a lesser amount of time would be great.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Campbell Albaugh from Normal West High School and Taylor Harper from Bloomington High School. Both are going to be graduating this weekend, 1 year ahead of schedule. There are clearly benefits to leaving school early. I imagine there could be a financial benefit. Certainly, you're going to be in position to start making money earlier, paying off those student loans. Were finances a possible factor in either of your decisions from your standpoint or your family's standpoint?
I know it's definitely something I'd looked at. Student loans just keep getting more and more expensive, and I figured there was no reason to wait here and let the prices keep going up, so I figured I'd just get started now.
And Taylor?
Student loans, getting them paid off is a major factor for me. I have two brothers who also will have to go to school or already are in school, and they have student debt, so my family can't pay for all of it. So if I can go to school in the least amount of time or get out early, then it'll be very beneficial.
That's Taylor Harper of Bloomington High School and Campbell Albaugh of Normal West School with GLT's Eric Stock.